Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, I won again. Two motherfuckers in one day again. You see the cycle, man? It continues, man. I keep beating the shit out of everybody. No, but for real, though. That fight that got recorded, man, you all saw today. All right, before that, I beat some kickbox from TV. Like, I come in. It was all video because I didn't expect, you know what I'm saying? All right, here's the whole, let me start from scratch. You know what I'm saying? I come in and I see this big, bald, black dude punching a bag. Like, dude was like 240, 230, big motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, perfect. Found an opponent right there. I challenge him. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm sitting in the bag, right? So then he starts, like, bragging and shit, saying he was a K-1 kickboxer. He's like, I forgot what his first name. He's like, Google me. My name is this. And then but I do remember he said his last name was Mansfield. He's black. Black dude. He's like, I'm blah, 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 Mansfield. Look me up. Google me, man. 20 years in the game, baby. Shit like that. I'm like, all right, cool, cool. It's a box. I'm like, I'm number one pound for pound, man. I'm like, you know, I got a resume too, man. No, one second, man. Somebody's calling me. Yeah, so, listen. Anyways, I, like, wildly jab this guy in the stomach. This idiot, like, counters me. And, like, my kid, yeah, he hit me in the head. When he had gloves on, I had knuckles. I didn't expect he was going to fire right there. He hit me in the head with his glove, and I'm like, what, bitch? And I fucking punch him right in the face. Like, not hard, like not really hard, but I'll give him a weird right hand, like, right in the cheek. And I just went, bow. So then I'm, like, thinking that we were play fighting, and then I don't even want to count him, but come on. That's like a TKO fourth, and then after that, I'm like, let's go. He's like, no, man. He's like, no. And then that was it. So then I'm like, fuck it, all right. I'm like, that's 77 right there, man. Because I tapped him in the face, and he didn't do shit back. I hit him with my knuckle, and he had gloves on and shit. And I wanted to put my gloves on, but he didn't want to. I'm like, let's go. I'll put my gloves on. Let's go do this shit. He didn't want to do it, so I'm thinking, fuck it. TKO fourth right there, 77 and up. But, you know, another TV bitch was. Anyways, you all saw the video, 78. That new 205 pounder with tattoos, sleeves, bald dude. Motherfucker was a street fighter. That dude, like, knuckles up and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? That's his style. He's just a street fighter, you know what I mean? And he got his ass beat today. And let me tell everybody something, man. What you saw today on YouTube, I kicked his ass. I was just rushing him the whole time. Like, I hit him with a left hook. That was a double left. We punched each other. And I connected that jab, man. That jab nearly knocked him the fuck out. But that's not the whole fight, man. Like, I don't know. Man, I'm pissed off at the cameraman. Why the fuck did he turn it off? You know, when you're fighting, you're not really, like, paying attention to anything else but beating your opponent's ass, you know? Because I'm very focused when I box, you know? I'm very focused, like, on winning. And I knew I was winning, but the thing is, I don't know, man. That motherfucker was just being a bitch. He saw I came up in the air, and I put my gloves up, and I'm like, let's go, let's go. And then they turned it off, and right when they fucking turned it off, I fucking strike him with a left right in the fucking jaw, a left hook, right? Fucking head pops all the way back. He's like, all right, man, what the fuck? So then we take off the gloves, right? And this fucking idiot had the nerve to tell me, he's like, you didn't hit me. He's like, you didn't hit me in my face, though. I'm like, what? And we're both knuckled up. No, like, we weren't. Okay, we're both face-to-face, like, just, like, arguing, you know, basically altercation continued. And it was a one-sided win for me. So when he said he's like, you didn't touch my face, though. I just went with my jab. You all saw how I jabbed him in the face and jaw at 0:32. I did the same shit, except I did it with my knuckle at the gym. I did not get kicked out. No. Fuck no, man. I'm not getting kicked out of there, man. That's the best gym I've been fighting at so far, man. They got, dude, it's easy to get a fight there. I mean, I'm not going to say easy, but it's a lot easier. It's just like there's way more people down to throw down. You know what I'm saying? Not like those other gyms where you got to ask like people and they're all fucking so scared of me and shit, and nobody wants to do it. This motherfucker agreed. Like, he said, he's like, I don't box, I don't do MMA, but I knuckle up, I street fight. He's like, I've been doing it for a while, so I got that street fighting experience. So, yeah, I'll put him on, put some gloves on with you. This dude is a street fighter, you know what I mean? Funny, the street fighter got the final punch of the match was off the video, and it was bare knuckle. Yeah, Charlie's on off the greatest motherfucker. Pal King, man. What I tell you haters, man? You fucking delusional fucking retards, man. You fucking clowns, man. Talking all that bullshit, man. So, well, what can you say now, man? Can't say a goddamn thing, man. Two motherfucker. I'm 78-0 now, 49 knockouts. My next win, if it's a knockout or a TKO, will make me, we'll have, yeah, it'll be 79 with 50 KOs. And when I'm 80-0, I'm going to have 51 KOs. Damn, man, I'm literally one away from 50 knockouts, man. And all you people crying about saying, oh, but your knockout ratio is not good. No, it's a good. I had 14 forfeit wins, you understand? That's why I don't like, that's why, like, I mean, they all count. I'm not going to take off wins off my record, you know, especially when I saw Chuck Liddell and I knuckled up and wanted to fight him. Yeah, I can't take that off the record. That's a win for me, even though I didn't hit him. But that stuff doesn't count anymore, man. Tyrone Spudge, man, I punked him worse than I punked Chuck Liddell. I didn't count it on my record. Tyrone Spudge was on TV, fucking paid professional actor. Go YouTube, Tyrone Spudge, man. Yeah, he fought this clown, Alistair Overeem. I know him, man. I have his phone number, man. I called him many times, wanted to box him. He's a pussy, man. He never wants to fight me. And at the gym, I was talking to him, man. I'm like, motherfucker, boom. I fucking punched him in the stomach, and I'm like, let's go, man. I'm like, fucking TV clown, man. I hate mainstream fighters, man. I'm like, let's go. He never wants to fight me, man. He's a joke. Yeah, I didn't count that as a fucking, as a win, even though it is, you know, so. But if I was to count forfeits, I'm already 100 now. So, no, man. The thing is, forfeits, regular forfeits, they fuck up my KO percentage. That's why my KO percentage, like, if those 14 guys did not forfeit, they would have all been knocked out or TKO'd. Therefore, I would have had, 62 knockouts. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, 63 knockouts. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's, you see what I mean? But yeah, man, today was a good fight. I mean, I still think that, I'm not sure which one was better, this one, Jacob. Let's see, I don't know, man. The last two jabs I landed, man, the one on video and the one off video, man, because I hit him with a jab bare knuckle in the end, man. That's some hardcore shit, man. And he's a street fighter, too, like. And he didn't do anything back. I just popped him right in the mouth, right in the jaw, like right in the face. Just like, I got big knuckles, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just hit him, boom, man. No, he didn't snitch or nothing. Man. Listen, man, it's a fight. It, right when we took off the gloves, we still had a war of words. And I was like, all right, hey, you don't want to put them back on? I'll hit you with these, man. Boom, I just fucking... See, because if I hooked him without the glove, yeah, he would have got knocked out and I would have got kicked out of it. Yeah, fuck that. I found a good gym and I gotta behave, man. I can't, you know. Hey, another heavyweight, man. Another heavyweight loser, man. The guy before that heavyweight, hey, he's pretty soon they're not going to have a heavyweight division in underground boxing, man. I'm serious. In general, they're not the Deontay Wilder. Oh, what's that clown have to say, man? Yeah, the first guy that I beat, we were play fighting, and he got serious, and it hit me for real, and then I was like, what the fuck? Boom, I gave him a leader right in the face. And then, that was it. He didn't do shit back. So, that's 78-0, man. Because he turned, like, we were play fighting in the beginning, but then he made it real. By hitting me for real, and I was like, okay, you want to do it like that? Well, here you go, you mainstream bitch, and then he starts saying he's friends with Deontay Wilder, and I take out my phone, Yeah, I'm gonna go put a ditch in the outside water, man. What it took, son. Man, the water's a bitch, man. Yeah, what do they have to say now, man? Look how many fights, look how many people. This idiot fucks all this shit. If you continue boxing, you're gonna get it. Hey, another opponent, another two opponents. Okay, the first one may not have been that hurt because I didn't hit him. We didn't go full out. I still beat him. But the second guy, I mean, come on. That dude got fucked up. He literally, like, walked into that left jab at the end. You could hear that shit, like, wow. That was epic, man. So I was talking to my wife right before I won. Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm leaving in 3.5 weeks. I'm leaving to Ukraine. I literally never took that break, man. I fought till the end. Like, well, now this is it. What break? Now I'm basically leaving in a few weeks. In 3 weeks, I said, yeah, I'm going to be with her. I fought till the end, man. I mean, already barely the year started. Last year, 23 wins. This year, fucking 7 wins. And I'm the greatest of all time, man. The GOAT, man. Charlie Zonoff. That's it. No, seriously, I mean, I am, man. I've always knew it, but now it's just like, fuck, come on. I mean, nobody can deny it, man. No, nobody. Not even the biggest hater, man. Not even the biggest fucking hater can deny it. I mean, whoever denies that I'm the greatest boxer ever, you're crazy, psychotic, mental, delusional, whatever you want to call it, man. That's what you are, because winning fights, multiple fights, beating multiple guys a day every month. I mean, and you're gonna sit here and talk about Mayweather versus Pacquiao, man? Come on. Yeah, I mean, get real, man. It's time. What did I say? I'm not gonna let these two midgets take over the sport. The sport that truly, you know, that I conquer. Boxing. These motherfuckers fight 2 times a year. I fight 2 times a day. Yeah, you be the fucking judge who the greatest is. The best ever. Mayweather has that hat. The best ever. Yeah, in his own head. Mayweather Jr., you are a clown. Mayweather Jr. is, you know, I think he's mentally ill. I really do. Because this guy spends 99.9.9.9% doing everything but boxing. Going to basketball games, going, you know, that's fun. I'm a huge basketball fan. You know, I always play 2K, Xbox. You know, I watch basketball on TV. But see, I don't watch TV every time, except basketball. I watch basketball. You know, I mean, you know, yeah. But that's not my point. What I'm trying to say is, Mayweather Jr. All he does is run his mouth. Talk. So, and just fight once a year, man. And I fuck motherfuckers up multiple times a day. And I'm 78-0, 49 knockouts. So, Mayweather Jr., man, good luck getting to that record, man, because you'd never get to Cuda. You'd definitely lose if you attempt to get 78 wins. 22 away from 100, man. Yeah, see, and Mayweather never wants to fight me. I'm beating all these heavyweights for, like, whatever. Like, you understand? I'm the best. I'm number one. He's supposed to try to get a fight with me. Vladimir Klitschko, he's supposed to try to get a fight with me. It's not, I'm not, see, like, today some mainstream guy was hitting the bag and I just punched him in the face. These people are not a big deal, man. They're just regular people, man. I don't get it. They're not. I don't know why they get this hype, why they get all this. These guys are actors, man. They fight. They always talk about money, this, that. What does money have to do with boxing? Yeah, okay, you could be rich, but that doesn't mean you throw hands. That doesn't mean you can throw hands the best. I throw hands the best. I'm naturally the best, the GOAT. And what's perfect is that, like, right now I'm holding my 73-0 hat, and I'm 78-0. I don't even have to make the new hats. They could just change the 3 to an 8. And the 76, the 78. Fuck, that's incredible, man. Yeah, because when they did my 75-0 hat, I won again. I beat Jacob. And then, yeah, that was a phenomenal victory when I hit him with that left hand. And then they just changed the 6 to the 5-6, and now I'm gonna tell them to change to 16-8. Picked up 2 wins in one day, man. 78-0, Charlie Z, man. Fuck, I thought I was like 80-0 by the end of this. Fuck, I might get to 90-0, dude. If there weren't for the trip to Ukraine, man, I'd 100-0 this year. Hell, the rate I'm going at, I can get past 100. I can get like 105. Well, do the math. If I beat 2 guys a month every month for the rest of the year, then fuck yeah, I'll get 100-0. Yeah, but that's the thing. When I'm in my life now, I'm a half a Cersei. You know, we'll temporarily put down the gloves, you know, for like 3-4 months, I don't know. I've won enough fights, man. I've seriously given the fans a lot to watch, man. And you're welcome. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's Charles Lee, man, number one. Tom Kenley. Had a sleepless night, too. Did not sleep. I was talking to my wife at night. And I just, you know, something in the morning, just, you know, something in me just told me to go fight. That's it. Yeah, and then after I beat him, I was like, I even challenged some more people. I was like, hey, man, I was thinking 3 wins in one day. I did it before, but I was literally thinking about doing it, man. But yeah, that jab is 0-32, man. Shit. Now, first, let me play the left hook that I hit him with. Yeah, I hit him right there, man. It was a double left hook. We both connected, but mine is better seen on video. Yeah, I got him. And then right here, you can even hear that shit. You can hear the jaw snap, man. I fucking nearly got knocked out from the jab, man. Probably be the greatest, man. Yeah, so let's go. And then I hit him again. Yeah, I had to do it right out of that, man. Come on.
Wow, 78-0. Fuck. Another one. I'd have to beat in Jacob. I didn't have to fight for a while, man. But I'm not going to say nothing now, man. It just keeps on happening. Every time I'm going to say, all right, it's time to take a break. And I never take these breaks. At most, 2-4 weeks tops. And then this is it. Somebody, there's a video of me beating somebody's ass. New fight, new win. I'm just gonna stay quiet, man. 78-0. Whenever 79, whenever 80 happens, it happens, you know what I'm saying? But I think 79, 80, 81. Oh, shit, I'm 3 away from 81, man. I can't wait to get to 81 though, so I can last taunt Kobe Bryant, the basketball player. Because he always talks about 81. And when I'm going to have 81 wins, 81 wins in boxing without a single loss is more impressive than 81 fucking points, man. Charlie's own off the goat. Whatever, I don't want to get into it. I don't care about it. Yeah. Kobe, whatever the fuck, who cares? He has nothing to do with fighting. But, yeah, that guy with the sleeves today, man, I beat the shit out of him. I'm telling you, man, what you saw in the video, me kicking his ass, that's not everything. I jabbed him in the face with my knuckle. Charlie's own off the bus, man. You see? In person, it's a lot different. You know what I mean? You're going to talk shit in person, you're going to get hit. On the internet, I can't hate you, haters, because you're on the internet. You fucking and anonymous delusional bots. You got destroyed today, man. I'm literally... All you mainstream journalists. Hey, how cool. Is today's fight going to be on World Star Hip Hop or... What's it called? The TMZ? Why not, man? You know, you fucking clowns are like talking all that shit, man. Charlie Zonoff, 78-0. One second.
Fantastic. I'm happy Fantastic Day for Jesus. I'd say Zone all day, son. Play Z-Day. Z-Day, you know what I'm saying? Charlie Z. Pound for pound team.
Greatest of all time, baby. Look how hot my wife is, man. Oh, it's almost, we've been together for almost 7 months. Yeah, it's, wow. For sure it's going to be a year. She's the one, baby. This is it. Hey, put it like this. 3.5 weeks. I'm holding my wife in the arms. It changed boxing forever. Yeah, we Skype today. She was proud of me, but I wanted to fight. She was telling me to stay home, and she doesn't want me to go and everything. I got nothing to prove. And I always tell her, I'm like, baby, come on, I got to go fight. She's used to it. She realized by now that, you know, she just saw him, and she loves me, you know, I'm a champ. 17 wins or losses, I did it all for pride, man. Now that is a real champ. Now, Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, come on. These guys can't tie my fucking shoelaces, man. I don't want to fucking box at the level I box at. Yeah, they can't tie my boxing laces, man. In 2011, 2015, I've just been, I mean, we're already in March, and I already got 7 victories. I can literally hypothetically take the entire year off. Like, what's that? My next fight will be January 2016. No, it's not. Trust me, I'm not going to take the year off. You all know that. That's theoretically impossible, and I would never take that long off. But I'm just saying, even if I would, Gayweather and Bitchko, I would still have more wins than them. Because they fight once, twice, fucking three times at most. No, hell no, not even. These clowns are fucking lame. They wouldn't even fight three times a year. Once, twice a year, tops. That's it. There one fake fight in January, and then one fake fight 8 months later, whatever, September, August, July, you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous, man. We're like, why do you need that much rest? Why? Because these motherfuckers are fake. Man, Vladimir Klitschko, what? It's fake. You saw that jab today? Hey, now that is the best jab in boxing. Not his fucking bullshit fucking... no coordination, slow fucking jab that he has. I wouldn't want to jab Klitschko. I would just throw bombs at that glass and just connect and knock him out. Yeah, hey, you know what? Seriously, time for him to step up. Vladimir Klitschko. I got 78 victories, 0 losses. That cannot be ignored. Cannot. I mean, come on. This many wins? I'm 26 years old and I'm nearing 100 fucking wins. I'm 22 wins away from 100 now. 78-0 at 26 years old. Did Klitschko, I beat Deontay Wilder by TKO and then by DQ. The point is I have wins over Deontay Wilder. And very convincing wins in the ring. The left hook, the motherfucker flew away. Yeah, that guy sparked Klitschko. But he's a clown. But at least he fought me, though. You know, I'm not giving him any credit whatsoever. Fuck Wilder. But even that moron stepped in the ring with me before Klitschko. And I told Wilder, I said, hey, I might give my contacts to that clown. I'm like, after I fuck you up, I want to fuck him up. You know, all he has to do is contact Wilder and be like, hey, what's Charlie Z's number? I'm going to call him. We're going to set up a fight. Yeah, this is the underground, man. Klitschko agrees to fight me in the underground. Underground boxing match. Oh, this is he's done. He's gonna get knocked out cold, and after that, if he decides to show his face on TV again, nobody's gonna care. They're all gonna watch his YouTube, his real title fight that he lost to Charles in the world. New era, son. The underground. It's like everybody. Like it's just everybody. MMA fighters from the TV. Kickboxers, boxers, street fighters, everybody. If Charlie Z, the champ, says, hey, you, all of you, you all want title shots? Let's do this. You don't take any blood tests. Nobody's getting paid any money. I don't make all you bitches pay that.
That's a real champion out there. So when they was bullshit, like, oh, is he gonna take a blood test? He on PEDs? That pussy. He's scared. He was scared. Manny Pacquiao was on steroids. Dude, I beat heavyweights that are on steroids. And you're scared of some little 147 pounder that's 5'6". So what? Even if he is on steroids, if you're so fucking bad, like you say you are, you fight him even if he's on steroids. Ain't no need to be like, oh yeah, take a blood test, take a blood test. You fucking put Mayweather's a pussy. He always tries to find ways not to fight instead of fight. That whole shit with Pacquiao's fixed. I'm just saying that if you're so badass, if you know, like, okay, I'm an underground world champion. I'm the world champion. I defeated the so-called heavyweight champion of the world, Deontay Wilder. But that's it. Today, phenomenal win.